Fun and thanks for joining the Stanlib podcast. It's Nessie Chetty, Head of Property at Stanlib. The next few minutes, I want to take you through the macroeconomic background, unpack how we are navigating some of the macro and micro risks within the listed property market, both locally and globally, and also give you some color in terms of changes to the portfolio over the period. If I look at the last quarter, local property was down some 3.5% to the end of September, while global property in rands was down by 1.5%. If I look at the key risks over the period, we're still concerned with persistently high inflation in pockets of the market. Power outages in SA particularly are impacting property companies in the retail space. The impact of higher interest rates is starting to impact consumers' discretionary spend. Broader than South Africa and outside of the SA market, you're starting to see the conflict in Ukraine and Russia rage on, which has meant that sentiment towards Central and Eastern European property companies have been negatively impacted. The fragile UK political environment has also meant that bonds have sold off over the period and some of the UK global property shares as well. A new incoming prime minister has seen some stabilization in that market. If we look at South African operating fundamentals, property reversions have started to stabilize in key sectors like retail and industrial. Office vacancies, which we've been warning about, have picked up, but are starting to peak as excess supply in the market starts to be absorbed. Most NAVs in the sector have found a bottom, and we believe they're at more realistic levels. Certainly, if one looks at transactional activity in the market, sales have happened closer to book value. Central and Eastern Europe, which is growing off a very low base, will go through a period of 2 years where we were expecting above inflation distribution growth in those economies. Most companies within the listed property market have scaled back and brought their LTV down to very accommodative levels. Although the macro pressures continue within the sector, we're still finding niche value in certain companies like Redefine, where the yields have gone to excess of 13% on a one-year basis. But certainly, the distribution recovery looks a lot more clear in year two. We've also opportunistically picked up additional shares in Investec Property, where we think the yield is attractive and the discount to book value too large, given the better quality assets relative to their peer group. In the South African market, fundamentals seem to be improving with companies in a lot better balance sheet relative to prior periods. The main risk of refinancing are reflected in the share prices as well. We're looking for a one-year return of close to 14% and a four-year compound return of close to about 15%. If we look at the global property market, results are trickling in with slightly better expectations. There have been some dividend raises over the period, but longer term, the structural nature of the market in certain sectors is still intact. If we look at the return potential of the asset class, we would think global property could deliver 16% in rands over a 10 to 20 year period. And this makes for a good strategy of capital and income accumulation over the period. We continue to be overweight the US, and we think any recovery in global property will be led by that market, and have marginal overweight positions in Japan and Netherlands with a slight underweight in the UK. We've tilted the portfolio slightly over the quarter. Although we overweight residential, we are a lot less overweight than we were historically, and have continued to have an overweight position in the gaming and leisure sector and retail, where potentially a reopening trade there will likely lift those share prices. If you look at both the local and global fund, they definitely have a growth with the quality bias, whereas we would look at the global property, certainly most of the bad news has been reflected in the share prices. You would have seen an improvement in the quartile ranking in the global and local fund over that period. And that's due to stock selection and better asset allocation over the period. More than 65 stocks in that global fund now offer a yield of more than 10%. The macro risks still continue. And we highlight that the Federal Reserve will look to increase interest rates at the next two meetings, possibly which will add some volatility to both, I guess, local and global market. But we see value in both, and particularly where discounts to NAVs are and forward yields, we find both these markets very attractive. We would emphasize that property is a long-duration asset, and that investors in it should look to hold that asset as they accumulate the yield and allow for capital growth over the period. Thank you.